Dear brothers and sisters, in Matthew chapter 22, a lawyer asked Jesus, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" This was asking which is God's many commandments is the most important. Jesus replied in the Matthew chapter 22, 37 to 40, "You shall love the Lord your God with your heart and with all your soul and with your mind. This is a great and the foremost commandment. The second is like is you shall love your neighbors as yourself." On these two commandments depend the whole law, and the prophets. God has given us many commandments in the Bible, but if we can truly fulfill the two, loving God and loving our neighbor, we will be able to keep all other commandments too. A person who loves God will not commit sin before God, and a person who loves their neighbor will not harm others. It's why Romans chapter 13:10 tells us that the love is a fulfillment of the law. Simply stating the love God and the love your neighbor may not provide a complete understanding. So God elaborated on the principles through the teaching recorded in the 66 books of the Bible. The Ten Commandments given to Moses also give a more detailed explanation of the two commandments to love God and to love our neighbors. I've preached about from the first commandment to fourth one by last time. You shall love the Lord your God with your heart, with your soul, and with your mind. This means serving only God the Creator, not making or serving idols, not taking the Lord's name in vain, and keeping the Sabbath. All related to the commandments of the loving God. Commandments 5 to 10 focus on a theme that you shall love your neighbors as yourself. It's why we are instructed to honor our parents and refrain from the committing the acts of the evil like murder, theft, and adultery against our neighbors. If we love our neighbors as ourselves, we will not wish suffering on them, and keeping these commitments will be effortless. In Daniel chapter 9, 4, our God is described as the great and awesome God who keeps His covenant and the loving kindness for those who love Him and keep His commitments. Dear brothers and sisters, I hope you will love God and love your neighbors as yourself and faithfully observe all commitments. So God never break the promises that He granted this blessing to those who keep the all commandments. God wants us to keep it. So kind of a religious recite is make your life gorgeous, so you do it? No. Father God doesn't want that. So Father God, always seek your heart, center of your heart. If you give your heart to Father God by doing commandments, so I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all dwell forever in loving kindness of God. Dear brothers and sisters, the fifth commandment is honor your father and your mother. Parents give life and raise their children. Even if they haven't been involved in your life, no one can say that they exist without their parents. But in the world, some children don't feel their parents' love. saying, "Why do they make me suffering pain in the world without any richness?" But parents are people who make me exist on the earth. But the people's grudge, as I have a grudge of their parents, saying, I have no richness or money, heritage from my parents. I have nothing. I'm really poor, the living on the earth. And complained. But when we think about exist of the heaven and the hell, which could you choose? So if you know the heaven and you can choose the heaven, you can give a thanks to your parents, even they are having nothing to give you. Because we have a heaven, that forever country where I will live. So, when we think about the heaven, so forever life there, we could give a gratitude to Father God and about our life on the earth. So the time, so living on the earth would be more precious to be cultivated. So now we should have a mind that my parents should go to the heaven together. It's a given for anyone with a good conscience to honor their parents, even if it wasn't recorded in the commandments. God's commandments to honor parents does not simply refer to physical sign of a respect. Ephesians chapter 6, 1 tells us, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." It means we need to honor our parents according to God's word. We are not keeping God's commandments if we compromise our obedience to His commandments to please our parents. This is acting against God's will. For example, if your parents tell you not to go to church on Sunday and to spend time as a family, can you break the Sabbath just to make your parents happy? No, this is not possible. To do so is not truly honoring your parents, as it leads everyone towards destruction. If we truly love and honor our parents, then helping them to meet the Lord and receive the salvation should be highest priority. No matter how much we care for our parents, how can we say we truly love them if we allow their souls to go to the inner hell? True filial piety includes not only following God's will ourselves, but also moving our parents' hearts and enter heaven together. 2 Chronicles chapter 15:16 tells us, "He also removed Maacah, the mother of King Asa, from the position of a queen mother, because she had made a horrid image as an Asherah, and Asa cut down her horrid image, crushed it, burning into the brook Kidron." A queen mother is the mother of a nation serving idols, so directly opposes God and goes down on the path of destruction. It also risks misleading the people into idol worship and guides them towards a renation. So, mother of a queen, so worship idols, that means totally, directly against the Father God. It lead all people in the nations go to the destruction. So her son, the King Asa, didn't hesitate to get rid of position of her her position from the mother queen of a nation. So King Asa encouraged his mother to repent and provided a warning to the people through his action. This is a truly good things to his mother. Serving parents on the side is not everything. Above all, true respect and the service come from the leading our parents' souls to salvation and the heaven. We need to also bring joy to their hearts by serving them to the fullness in the Lord. The commandment of honoring parents is essentially the same as keeping God's commandments and honoring God. A person who truly honors God will naturally honor their parents. Those who sincerely serve their parents will also serve God wholeheartedly. When we look at who comes first, serving God takes a precedence. Let's look at an example. If a father tells his child to go east, the child should naturally obey. But if his grandfather says, don't go east, go west, what should the child do? The child should go to his father and say, Father, grandfather says to go west, before heading west. If the father respects his own father, the child grandfather, then he would obey the grandfather's instructions. It means the father respect his father means the son's grandfather's. He led his son to go west. So, who created us and our fathers and grandfathers and our ancestors before us? It's none other than God. God the Creator made Adam and the ancestor of all humanity, and it's God who gives life to all people. Babies are conceived through the union of the parent's sperm and the eggs, but the seed of the life is given by God. It was God who provided the seed of the life to these parents through their own parents. No matter what, humans cannot create the seed of the life themselves. The physical body is merely a temporary dwelling vessel on the earth. Our true self, our master, is the spirit that resides within the body. No matter the advance of the human knowledge, it cannot replicate a person's soul. Even if humans created the symbols of the human beings through the cloning, it cannot be called a person unless God presents it with a soul. The spirit cannot be generated by the human means. It's solely given by God, to which we were reborn through the Holy Spirit. The true parent of our souls is God. While we need to honor and serve our physical parents, we must love and serve God our Father, who gave us a life more ardently. The understanding parents own the thinking, think they have the right to control their children simply because they gave birth to them. Psalm 127, chapter 127, 3 tells us, Behold, the children are the gift of the Lord, the fruit of the womb is a rebirth. Parents are entrusted precious souls by God to be nurtured according to His will, not to be treated as possessions to control at all. With this understanding, Abraham was able to obey without hesitation when God asked him to offer his beloved son Isaac as a burnt offering. What about our elders? Do you teach your children to love more Father God than you? Do you teach them to keep priority God's work rather than others? So what about our Mrs. Lee, my mother, so director of the Daniel Prayer Center? So always waste time to give time more Father God, and she reject others serve her. And she urged the other workers to do more for God, not for her. She's just kind of eldest of our church, but she really wants to other workers to do work for Father God more, not for serving her. So please, so after this sermon, so parents, please don't urge your children to serve you. And please humble yourself before Father God. And please urge your children to do something more for Father God and serving God first. And please look back on yourself. If you are sorry about your children serving God first rather than you, so if you humble yourself before God like that, your children will serve you with their heart. So, children, please remember today's sermon. Please serve God first, but as much as you serve your parents with all your heart. Because serving God means serving your parents well. So we could keep balance between serving Father God and serving our parents. Dear brothers and sisters, to honor means to serve with obedience, deep respect, and regards for someone or something. I encourage everyone to self-reflect on whether you have neglected your parents while claiming to love God. Do you act with humility and friendly at the work or with the church members, but act rude to your family members at home? Do you show frustration or disrespect towards your elderly parents when they don't make sense? As parents getting older and older, the generations gap is just kind of big, such as using device smartphone or online internet tools like. So young people or young generation could feel frustrated at parents, their parents or their elder senior family who is very slow to learn this new device or IT technology. But please remember young children, young generation. When you were so young, your parents had taught you how to behave and how to respond to something, different situation. You've learned everything, almost everything from your parents. So, please, don't let your elderly parents feel broken heart whenever they are slow to learn something new. It's the same and apply to couples. You are so bright and very kind to your workers at office or church members, but when you just have a long face before your family members or before your partner, this is not recommended behavior. 1 John chapter 4, 20 says, if someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has sinned cannot love God whom he has not sinned. In Matthew chapter 15, 4 to 9, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and the teachers of the law for their hypocrisy. They say to give owning to God instead of to their parents, which is a violation of God's law. This is not from the heart of the sovereign God. Rather, it's an excuse to take what should have been given to parents for themselves. They just, you know, make an excuse that they should give an offering to Father God, and not giving it to their parents. So as you know that the offering you offer at the church is not managed by a servant of God. So, servant of the Lord never touch it kind of a money of a church. So anyway, so as a member of the church, we have to offer a tithe or thanksgiving offering to church. But it doesn't matter with serving parents. You should save more money, and you should give money if your parents needed that money. So we needed to separately giving an offering to God and giving financial something financial to parents. So please don't take money you are supposed to give to parents to give the Father God. It's not good, I think. Please separately manage the financial something to give a Father God and to give a parents. If you want the more offer to Father God, please save your own financial things. Those who have struggled to love their parents in the past will also begin to realize their parents' love as they come to understand God's love more deeply. True love will fill our hearts when we walk in the truth, get rid of sin, and live fully within the world. It will allow us to serve our biological parents with a genuine love and gratitude. So, as your heart changed, your serve is genuine more and more to your neighbors and your parents. Your faithful and the true heart make serve your neighbors and your parents sincerely. Whenever you think of the food, you would think more that what food my parents like. And you would always consider your parents when you buy something or buy food. You would consider your parents' teeth. So you would buy the softened food like that. What about considering of your neighbors? If you get blessed, financial blessing. So if you share the testimony to the your neighbor who are suffering from financial problem, that testimony would kind of a harm to their neighbors. So, serving the parents, serving the neighbors means considered their situation and think about what would be proper to share. Sometimes parents really sometimes parents just try to deliver the good advice to their kids, but their kids don't listen to it. Why? You should think about why they accept your advice, because it depends on your heart. Dear brothers and sisters, God has promised a blessing to those who love Him from the heart and honor their parents. Exodus 20:12 tells us, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land. This verse does not simply mean living a long physical life. When we honor God and our parents in the truth, it shows that our souls prosper. This prosperity of souls leads to overall success, well-being, and the continual protection of God. Protection from accidents and the disaster, and the blessing and the success at home and the work and the business. All these blessings are embodied in the promise of a long life. A perfect example of this is found in the story of Ruth in the Old Testament. Ruth faced a truly difficult life situation. A foreign woman married to the Judah man, she became a young widow with no children.
어려운 상황을 모면할 수 있는 선택을 할 수도 있는 상황입니다. 어떤 상황이었나요? 이 여인은 이방 여인으로서 유다 백성과 젊은 나이에 자녀도 없이 남편이 먼저 사망한 것이죠. 또
her father-in-law deceased and no man left to support the family. She was in a desperate situation. Now, just she and her mother-in-law and her sister-in-law were just left. How could you do that if you were Ruth? When her mother-in-law Naomi decided to return to her home in Judah,
너희가 갈 길을 가라 하는 것이죠. 시어머니는 젊은 며느리가 자기 고향에
Naomi encouraged her young daughter-in-law to start a new life in her own hometown. But Ruth declined. She simply couldn't abandon her lonely mother-in-law and devoted herself to serving her. Ruth left behind her own family and followed Naomi to the land of Judah. Could you do the same? Ruth sacrificed her own happiness and fulfilled her duty as a daughter-in-law out of love for her mother-in-law. Ruth also had faith in the God of Israel through her mother-in-law. This is evidence the deeply moving confessions recorded in the Ruth chapter 1, 16 and 17. Do not urge me to leave here or turn back from the following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you died, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me, and the words, if anything but death parts you and me. Hearing these beautiful confessions, God blessed Ruth. Even though she was a Gentile, God gave her a wealthy new husband who was her ex-husband relative and blessed life with her beloved mother-in-law. King David came from her ancestry, and Ruth received the glory of being included in the genealogy of Jesus, the Savior. As God promised, Ruth honored her parents in the Lord and received abundant blessing. It's also grateful to see many of our congregation diligently serving their parents as their faith grows and receiving recognitions from people around them. As couples begin to change in the truth and serve each other, those who've experienced strife in their marriage and the difficulties at home begin to have harmony. Those in this situation testify that gates of a blessing at home have been opened wide. When we transform the truth and serve others around us, God delights in our actions and pour out His blessing upon us. It's important not to break God's commandments out of a love for physical parents, nor neglect your parents because of your zeal for God. Jesus didn't simply say loving God was the greatest commandment when asked. The importance of loving your neighbor was also emphasized. When genuine loving for God will be evidenced in how you treat your brothers and sisters in faith and your relationship with parents, family members, and neighbors. You will be able to bring glory to Father God with grace and virtues. I hope that you will all shine the light of the truth through the good deeds and live a life that glorifies God. I pray in the name of the Lord that the gracious, glorious God of honor will grant you with the glory and blessings.
Hallelujah! Our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases, and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pains go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerated. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to the glory of God, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.